I'd like to begin by acknowledging the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, the traditional custodians of the land on which I live, create and connect. I pay my respects to elders past, present and emerging and recognise the deep and sacred ongoing connection First Nations people have to this land, its waters and their rich traditions of storytelling, art and culture. Always was, always will be. Welcome to The Art of Connection, a space created to explore true connection with the arts and conscious creators in our community. Thank you for choosing to be here with me. I'm Yana, an entrepreneur, creative, mother, and the founder of my own heart-led business, Oaken Haven. The Art of Connection explores how heart-led work will guide us to satiating soulful fulfillment and welcomes us home to ourselves over and over again. Like a rising and falling tide, we explore how we're nurtured by the rhythm and flow of true connection. I'm looking forward to slowly exploring the vast tapestry of connection this life brings to us, alongside insightful guests who are recognising the same in their very own meaningful work. While you're here, let's take a moment to slow down, breathe a little bit deeper, and embrace the beauty of these golden moments, because it's in these moments that we are guided to our visions. So let's trust that magnetic pull that always leads the way. Thank you for being here. It's truly a pleasure to have you. Make yourself at home and let's begin. Good evening. Or good morning, or whatever time you're listening to this. I am actually recording at 11:11. I just watched the clock tick over and I'm sitting on the couch after a day at work. And to set the scene, I currently have confetti scattered all over my lounge room floor, which I'm just choosing to let it be there for a moment. And bags, overnight bags that have been packed and, you know, unpacked over the weekend. Last week, it was my 34th birthday on Friday night, and I've just had the most beautiful celebration. Best birthday I think I've had in years. And I think it is a bit of a rite of passage to have some poo-poo birthdays in our lives, unfortunately. But I have to say this one has just been so glorious. I didn't really have any, set intention or big thing that I wanted to do for my birthday. I just kind of let it unfold as it wanted to. And it was such a beautiful way of like welcoming in, this new chapter. So it felt beautiful. On Friday, I worked and I thought, how nice that I got to go to work on my birthday and drop Daisy off at school, and we got up a bit earlier and had like some eggs on toast for breakfast and just spent the morning, a bit more time together in the morning. And the gorgeous angel that she is, I think acts of service is definitely her love language, to show other people that she loves them, because she put paper confetti all through the lounge room and got some vases that I have around the house with dried flowers in them and popped them on the lounge room floor with a rug and a pillow and a card that she had drawn for me. So in the morning when I woke up, she sang me happy birthday in Italian, because that's the language that they're learning at school. And then, showed me the happy surprise in the lounge room. So it was just so lovely to wake up and see, how everything had unfolded. And it was just such a beautiful way of having such a nice, soft, slow day. I didn't really know what it was going to look like, as we went. But it was just such a beautiful celebration. So I wanted to say thank you if you said a happy birthday to me or made the day special in any way. It was just such an incredible celebration. So thank you. I haven't had a history of great birthdays in the younger years and teenage years. I always found birthdays really stressful for some reason. They would make me quite anxious. And I'm just learning to embrace them now, which has been so lovely. And I wanted to take a moment to read out something that I wrote in my notes app a few minutes before, you know, my birthday ticked over. And it goes like this. I'm taking a minute to let it all soak in, all of it. I think having a bad birthday is a rite of passage. We've all been there. But this year, I'm so thrilled to be turning 34 and to celebrate myself just as I am. I'm turning 34, proud of myself. I'm turning 34, not having suffered from seasonal depression this year for the first time in probably a decade. Turning 34 with a stronger body, a grateful heart and a happier brain than 33 and every year before that. Turning 34 with a beautiful mix of friends in my orbit, a steady hum of life force beating through my chest. Love idles away deep within me. I'm deeply loved and I'm so in love with my partner. I feel nourished and held by my work and my everyday life. I'm tearing up writing this into my notes app in bed, but that's normal. Over the past year, I've cried 10 times more tears of gratitude than despair. 17-year-old me and even 31-year-old me wouldn't even be able to comprehend our current existence. This big, beautiful life we get to live because we chose it. We chose it again and again for ourselves. I'm so bloody in love with life, I can't even express it. Imagine a giant glowing golden light beaming from my chest, radiating outwards. It's blinding to see. I'm so thrilled to be going to work, to bask in the company of my friends, to be in one of my favourite places, second only to the beach, my forever favourite, my second home. I'm writing this an hour before my birthday, tucked up in bed, reading Slow magazine, my little girl snuggled in and softly breathing next to me as she sleeps. I love you, Mama. Notes blue tacked to the wall. I adore being her mama. I love the mother I am, and I love the mother I have the capacity to be. I love going to work, in inverted commas. I love coming home. I love drop off and picking up Daisy each day from school, holding hands as I hear about her day. I love connecting with customers and hearing about how their day has been and who they're shopping for and when they come in. I love serving you, really serving you. I love investing my money in the incredible brands we have in store. I love how honest and true my life is. I love that I don't have to outrun anyone or anything anymore. I am all here, here in my body, finally at 34. I deeply and completely love and accept myself exactly as I am. I'm proud of who I am. I love my life. I love the life I've built for myself. I love the legacy I'm building, especially for Daisy. Mostly a childhood she'll remember for all the right reasons, where she had a happy, healthy, relaxed and loving mother. I love the people in my world and I'm proud of knowing I have fought tooth and nail to make it here to this very soft landing. I've worked so hard to create such a soft life. It has come from the very depths of me. I've overcome deeply fused and static limiting beliefs about what I'm allowed to be and who I am in this world. And I can hand on heart say that I love who I am. I know who I am, and I would choose it all again, knowing that it has brought me here. I adore my friends and the way they love and share with me in their own ways. I love the life I've created with them, and I'm deeply grateful beyond measure for following the breadcrumbs that have led me here. And yes, there's still an avalanche of emails waiting for me and a washing basket full of clothes to be folded and messages to reply to and probably 100 other things patiently waiting for me and my awareness. And yes, I'll get there. And yes, life can feel so overwhelming and big and too much sometimes, but not the kind that makes me want to disappear anymore. Not the kind that makes me feel like I'm not capable of overcoming it. Just the usual busyness that is the ticket into living a whole busy and healthy, vibrant life. I know my 80-year-old self is nodding with me in approval. I'm here. I'm all here, living my dream, making it work,
here on the journey of building a life I'm so proud to live. Thank you for being here with me. I'm so grateful for you and your energy. Yes, you listening now, and the time spent with me in any capacity. I'm thankful to be turning another year older and enjoying the juice I'm squeezing out of life. If you're reading this or listening to this, thank you for making my life richer and deeper and fuller and bigger. Happy birthday, me. Here's to 34. May it be full of more love and abundance than ever before. Oh, goodness. I thought I might cry reading that, and I did. I cried writing it, and I cried reading it. I'm just a crier, you know, and that's okay. I've learned to accept that about myself now. So we've had such a beautiful weekend. This is a hot tip in case you, if this is helpful for you, this has been very helpful for me in my life. I have a note in my notes app on my phone, and it's just a wish list. So when I see something I really like, or I think, oh, I'd love that for Christmas or my birthday or any kind of occasion, I just pop it in my notes app. And then I've got a list going of things that I love, and they're really obscure things. Some things in there I wouldn't remember to write down or tell anybody, but because I've put them in there at the time, they, I just have a list. So for example, one of them was a ceramic horse by, I think it's Andy Story. I'll look up her name. I'm just typing it up now. I know that she often runs workshops out of beautiful Hillary Green's shelf space. Andy Senior, that's her name. I've just looked it up now. And she makes these incredible pony sculptures. And did I know I needed a pony sculpture? Absolutely not. But here it is. And I popped it on my wish list as something to, just something that I loved. I'm really drawn to them. I don't know what it is about them. And the funny thing with ceramics is that I feel like, like I could attempt to make a pony or this ceramic horse, but it just wouldn't be the same as buying it from the person that has created it themselves. I feel like each piece like this has its own essence in there. And I think when we try and replicate something that wasn't ours to make in the first place, it kind of loses the specialness of it. So I always love to support artists that, have made something that's just so uniquely them. I just think it's so, so beautiful. So I love that. So thank you to my beautiful friend, Dana, for getting me this gorgeous pony. And another thing that I had on my list for my birthday wish was just going to a bookshop and having the time to look around without rushing and choosing a book that calls my attention. And so over the weekend, I got to do that with Albie. He took me to the Brunswick Street bookstore, and I chose two books. I chose Lola in the Mirror by Trent Dalton because I watched a documentary on him on ABC iView. I think it was called Creative Types with Virginia Trioli. Obviously, I'm, a real rager. That's what I get up to in my spare time. It's either that, mushroom documentaries or grand designs. And I learned a lot about him. And last year for my birthday, my friend Erin, who's a jeweler, gave me Love Stories by Trent Dalton, and I adored that. I thought it was just so poignant and beautiful. And so I thought, I've seen the cover of Lola in the Mirror around. It's really eye-catching. And I've heard a little bit about his writing style and, a bit more insight into him. And I wanted to get Boy Swallows Universe, but it wasn't in stock. So I thought, well, I'll go for Lola in the Mirror. And last night I started reading it, and the first page with the Tyrannosaurus waltz, that really, it hit me in the chest. So I'm in for a good read. So let me know if you've read Lola in the Mirror and what you thought of it. I would love to know. That was the book I chose, and We Need Your Art by Amy McNee. And I think, it's just about how becoming a or, you know, honouring your creative streak and genius and creating art is such a revolutionary act in the world, and how we need to, you know, keep producing our artwork, and how it's going to become more and more valuable as time goes on too. And so I'm looking forward to getting to that one as well once I finish Lola in the Mirror. So that was a beautiful gift, to just the gift of time and not rushing to look around the bookstore and choose what I wanted to read. And we stayed away in the city, which was beautiful too. And on Saturday night, we celebrated my gorgeous friend Danny, her 40th birthday, which was such a hoot. The theme was 40 and falling apart. So come as your like older self. And I have to say, I think there should be more parties where you go out in a dressing gown and slippers, because it was actually incredible. We were so comfortable. Albie and I sprayed our hair white. I found an incredible nightie at the op shop. And I was just comfortable. We had the best time. So it's been a very big and full weekend. And now I've kind of got the collateral of that on my kitchen table waiting to be put away, but it can just wait for now because this is more important. So that's been a little life update for me in terms of the weekend and, you know, what I've been up to. And I wanted to talk a little bit more about a life update in general and what's on the horizon for Oakenhaven in terms of business and also a personal update. So that's setting the scene. Confetti on the carpet, bags on the table. I mean, we have no big lights on in my house. We just have the lamps, and I've got a salt lamp and a floor lamp and a little lamp going on, a heat pack on my lap and a soft, comfy blanket on top of me. So I'm coming to you live from a cozy cocoon. Can you tell? So I feel like at the moment everyone's kind of like in a bit of a squeeze energetically. We're kind of in that last bit of that cocoon, it feels. That last 20% of just really holding tight and waiting for that expansion to come. And just before I got, just before it was my birthday, so I think it was last week or the week before, I got really sick. And I thought it was food poisoning, but I actually think a friend of mine pointed it out, and I actually think it was norovirus. And when I look up the symptoms, I was like, oh, yes, that's definitely it. It was just like really upset tummy, like hectic fatigue, the sore neck and sore eyes, just needing to sleep all the time and basically stay horizontal for as long as possible. I think it took me about 3 or 4 days to, from start to finish, basically. And it was, I think it's made me really grateful for my health. And one thing that I kind of keep in mind now, I say as I slow, quietly try to wipe my nose, is every time I'm sick or have something going on that's not like complete health, I treat it as though it's an energetic upgrade. And I can't remember who taught me this, but I'm so grateful for it, because I really think about perhaps my body is letting go of things that no longer serve me, things that need to kind of be released from my system so that I can, you know, have more new energy in my body that's regenerated. And I don't know, it might be helpful for you to keep in mind too, every time you're sick, it's not like you're going backwards. It's just releasing the old stuff before you keep moving forward. And that's been helpful for me. So before that, yeah, just this kind of a sickness, and then the phoenix moment of my birthday, I'm feeling really great. And then you can probably tell in my voice, last night I got a bit of a fever, but I also have been having craniosacral therapy, and I think perhaps it was from that as well. So if you've had craniosacral therapy, can you also let me know if this is an occurrence for you, if this is like part of the release, you know, symptoms. It's been really good for me so far. I've really enjoyed learning more and more about it and the process of it. And I'm just following the breadcrumbs of, you know, what my health professionals suggest. So that's been really good. So for Oakenhaven, lately, I guess we're finishing up workshops. I'm not running any more. The last one I've got has now sold out, and that is a herbal smudge stick and ceramic dish workshop with Krissa from Journey Photography. And that is in early October. So I'm quite looking forward to that. That's completely sold out now, which is very exciting. So we'll be making beautiful locally foraged herbal smudge sticks. And then I can guide you into making your own ceramic dish to go with it. And last time I made one in the last workshop, pardon me, was I put in a little note in there. Some of us did this, where we put a note inside the smudge stick for the intention of the smudge stick. And mine was to use when we move house, so that I can cleanse the space before we leave. And I think the note on there said, I lovingly let you go and thank you for everything. And that is just a little note to this beautiful house that I'm in now. Which makes me feel a bit emotional, actually. Oh, there's some big changes happening here on the, you know, in the background of also running a business and being a parent and being a creative. I'm feeling like my energy is a bit low at the moment. I am going into my luteal phase, and I know that tends to dip. So, while I had the energy, I got some gifts for upcoming birthday parties because I know I will not want to step foot in any kind of shop or shopping centre for anything over the next week or two. And I just won't have the capacity for it. And I also got some easy, healthy, wholesome meals for myself. So I don't need to cook as much or put more effort into cooking when I can nourish myself with some quicker meals with pretty clean ingredients. So that's been really nice. So for the background of that, I have lived in this house since 2021. I'm just down the road from Oakenhaven, and that's actually how I found the store, because it was my local shop too. So Daisy and I used to walk, when she was two onwards, we'd walk up, or, you know, she'd be in the pram and we'd walk up to our local cafe and shop and kind of get our bearings and figure out where we were, because we moved from a completely different suburb when I had separated. And that strip of shops has been like a, you know, second home for us, as I'm sure it is for many people in the community, many families and mums in the community. And so to get that shop space in that strip of shops felt extra special, because it was a strip of shops that meant a lot to me as well. And we were walking past one evening to go pick up some dinner, and there was a Felice sign on the window. It used to be an old newsagent, and I just knew then, I felt it in my belly, and I remember looking through the window thinking, yes, this is going to be my space. And not, I think it was that night we came home and I applied for the space, and then in the morning did an inspection. And then not long after, a few weeks later, I got the call to say that it was approved and that the space was mine if I wanted it. So it feels quite special to obviously hold on to the shop space, but move from the house that we're in now. I moved here when my daughter had just turned two. I learned how to be a single parent. I learned how to live on my own as an adult. I'd never lived on my own before. And so it's been such a beautiful house. And the other day I was home by myself eating my breakfast, and the tears just wanted to come. They just wanted to fall. So I let them. And I just started talking to the house and saying, thank you so much for everything that you've done for Daisy and I. I'm so grateful for all the beautiful memories that we've shared in here, all the Christmases we've had. Thank you for the peace and the safety and the love. Like, thank you for nurturing the seed of my business to let it grow. You know, I started Oakenhaven in my spare room here in the third bedroom. And, you know, I've since then installed a kiln, and, now I'm sitting in my lounge room recording this podcast, and there's been so much growth in this space. There's been the growth of, you know, mine and Albie's relationship. The walls of this house have seen Daisy go from being in nappies to, you know, getting her first school uniform and growing into her, you know, two front teeth, basically. And so much has changed and evolved in this space, and I'll always be forever grateful for this house and the life that it has given us. And I do think there were some divine forces at play here, because it has been more perfect than I ever could have imagined. Even to the point where when I was moving, I thought, oh, I'll need to get one of those manual lawn mowers so that I can mow the lawn at the front, because I didn't have a lawnmower or, you know, petrol or a jerry can or anything that I needed to mow the lawns. And the owner here organises for a gardener to come once a month to trim back the hedges and mow the lawns and things like that, just maintain the gardens of the property. So even that in itself, like, what an absolute relief for a newly single mum who has just moved in solo, you know, with a two-year-old, to not even have to worry about the garden. Like, oh, heaven. We've got the beautiful horses that live down the road from us here. I just realised maybe that beautiful horse statue is like a little symbol of this house. Oh, I love that. And maybe that's something that I can take with me to my next house as like a memento of this one. I think that's really beautiful. You know, I put up artwork in this house. I've painted in this house, like painted big canvases. We've just really made it my own. And as an adult, I have, apart from this house, I've never lived in a peaceful home that hasn't had some form of violence and broken plaster. So for me, this was revolutionary for my nervous system. The last 4 years has shown me how to slow down and to heal and to breathe deeply and to sleep and rest. And if I'm honest, the sleeping thing has been a problem my whole life, and I hate falling asleep. And then once I'm asleep, I hate waking up. As my beautiful friend Tess said, it's like waking the dead. I'm like, absolutely, that's a correct explanation for it. But it's the first place that I've felt completely comfortable and completely free to be completely myself. And I think a lot of that is these honey-coloured walls that I, that, you know, have been so beautiful. Actually, while you're here, I wanted to read out a poem that I wrote as an ode to my honey-coloured home. I wrote this the other week when the grief was really hitting me about leaving. And for some reason, poetry just really helps me get it out. I mean, that's why poets exist, is to kind of alchemize the feelings that we have. So this is an ode to my honey bricked home. Let me see if I can pull it up here. It's on my phone, but my phone's using the recording, so I'll just grab it from here. It's just been such a dream come true for me to be here, and I'm looking forward to the new chapter, which I'll get to in a minute. An ode to my honey-coloured home. I came to you at 30, carrying a two-year-old on my hip, a Christmas tree in a box, and a bruised heart and a hopeful spirit of a fresh start. It was a month before the new year turned, heat hanging in the air, cicadas humming, the promise of simplicity, and for the first time, I lived alone. It was the beginning of a decade that would teach me how to live inside my own heart and use it as a compass. You tucked me in the way a mother tucks in her child, soft and certain, brushing my hair back from my face. I've got you now. Please rest. Your honey-coloured bricks held the warmth of the 70 sun and glory, and in your shade I learned to rest. The marrow in my bones resurrected. Here my daughter grew from nappies into her first two front teeth and school shoes. We splashed under sprinklers in the front yard, lay in the sun in the back, traced chalk and made muddy potions. The summers stretched like gum on a hot road. Shared Christmas lunches and friend-filled dinners squeezed between walls. Your enamel bathtub held our laughter, bubble bars and Barbies. The camellias by the door remind me to soften, to believe in magic. I tell Daisy the fairies sleep between their fleshy petals. She whispers while she picks them up off the driveway where they've dropped from the heavens. Your walls wear my art like jewels, holding inspiration at eye level, From the spare room, I built my business. Kiln warm, hands working clay into vessels, shaping me too in the chill of the night. Your kitchen knows our kisses. Between the boiling of pasta and the roasting of potatoes and the clanking of cutlery, eggs hissing in the pan, and our table anchored us nightly, candlelight pooling like the warm tide before our beds pull us out to sea. On your lounge room floor, magnetic tiles, puzzle pieces, pencils, and books gathered in gentle chaos. Everywhere you said yes. Yes to the kiln, yes to the business, yes to the feeding of horses down the road, yes to peace, to birthdays, to magic in the garden. Yes, I will hold you. Yes, you are loved. Yes, I've got you. Yes, you're safe here. And now, as the energetic swell rises to carry us onward, I will clean you with reverence, on hands and knees in gratitude. I'll sweep your floors with care, wipe your windows like closing a chapter, and be sure to thank you for every quiet morning, every golden afternoon, and every night you kept watch. You were the first house I ever felt homesick for in all of 3 decades. You are the doorway to my own heart, a distillation of a homecoming, but now I can let go of you. Like an old friend, knowing the next hearts to call you home will be held just as we were, in serenity, in love, and in peace, in the steady hum of this honey-coloured home. Oh, gosh. Can you tell I'm in my luteal phase? I can. So on the horizon for, you know, personally, I'm moving house in a few weeks between September and October, and my beautiful partner, Albie, and I are moving in together with Daisy, and I'm so looking forward to it. It's going to be so special, and I'm so grateful that the healing that has taken place, the unraveling of like a clenched heart in my chest, that I've allowed time to soften me and the last few years to really help me heal. Oh, I didn't think I would get so emotional actually talking about this, but here we are. I was so hurt when I met Albie, and I actually said to him, like, I'll never marry anyone else. I will never live with another man. Like, never ask me to move in with you. like, Daisy has a dad. She doesn't need another one. Like, basically, I felt like a wounded animal with, like, keeping everybody at arm's length, you know? Like, when animals are really hurt and they just try so hard to protect themselves and hiss and, you know, do that thing that they do. And when I think back, I think I was very much like that. I was so wounded. And it's just so beautiful to see how time is so healing and how to allow the softness in, like the space and the softness to just like grieve. I don't, if you don't have friends that are single parents or have, you know, gone through a separation, a little insight for you is that that process requires grief, a grieving process to take place, and it's almost involuntary, like it just has to happen. I grieved a lot. I talked about this with Danny today, actually. I grieved a lot of Daisy's like babyhood because I just wasn't able to be there. I wasn't really like in my body. I was just surviving. And I was so angry about that for a long time because I'll never get that time back. And I just wasn't there as a mum for her. Like, I was there, but not in my body, so to speak. I know that I did my best and I did everything that I could at the time with what I had. And I could, at the same time, I'm also sad that I wasn't able to be the mum that I am now then. Because I just didn't have it in me. I didn't have the right support system or things like that to help me get there. And I'm so grateful now that I am a great mum. And I'm doing my best. And I know that she has a safe and peaceful home. Both her homes are like that. They're not hostile or, anxiety inducing. She feels very safe and happy in both homes, which is all you could ever want for a child's nervous system and for their memories of, their childhood. And it's Daisy's childhood and it's also my motherhood. And I think I had to grieve the first 2 years of her motherhood, of my motherhood, sorry, because it just wasn't what I envisioned. It was in a lot of ways, but not in other ways. And I just love how much healing has taken place between then and now to get to the point of being like, hey, let's do this together. Like, I remember still being quite scared of letting go of this home to move to move in with Albie. And we were out for dinner and he just grabbed my hand so certainly across the dinner table and like looked me straight in the eye and said, I'm all in. I'm all in. I want this with you and I'm all in. Whatever you need from me, I'm happy to do it. I'm so committed. I want nothing more than to do this with you. And it was just the certainty and the like that safety I needed to be like, okay, I'm done, let's do it. And so it's taken me actually quite a few months to reconcile the fact that this shift is happening. And for someone who's such a deep feeler, I just have to allow the feelings to be there, to be felt, so that I can process them and release them as I go. And at the moment, you can probably hear I've got a bit of a bit nasally, that's from crying, but also just in general, like just feeling a bit run down. And before, like this afternoon when I was driving home, I thought, oh, what is this? What's the feeling in my body? And my body said back to me, it's grief. It's in the lungs. So I've got a bit of a cough and like that deep kind of cough. And I know in Chinese medicine, our lungs hold grief. And whenever I get a cough or anything like that real chest space, I know that that's what it's leading me to. So I'm just allowing it to be there and just being a good friend to myself. Like, it's okay to be sad about moving and, to feel this, it's a big deal. But we're safe and we're okay. So if you're going through a big life transition at the moment too, just be mindful, listen to your body about what it's trying to tell you. So this evening I had a really luscious homemade meal from my beautiful friends, that were leftovers from my birthday dinner. And then after that I had, a cup of tea with some reishi in it because reishi's my bestie when I'm wanting to heal. highly recommend. So we've got a big house move coming up, for three of us and we're moving up, into the hills and, our new house it's actually very old. It's turning 100 next year. It's a 2-bedroom cottage. So part of that is learning to purge, and let go and release things that are no longer needed, things that don't need to come with us into this next chapter, which can be very daunting and very exciting at the same time, because I think these things ask us what is really relevant for me now. Some things that were relevant for us, 6 months ago, half an hour ago, a year ago, are no longer relevant now. And so we can let those things go. And sometimes that can be a really easy process. And sometimes that can feel like, like a cat trying not to go in water. It can be really difficult. And so I'm just allowing all of the feelings to be there and allowing it all to unfold as it wants to and being a good leader of my own reality and, guiding myself through with compassion and being a good friend to myself. So that's, that's been very exciting. So over September and October, we'll be painting and getting our new space ready. And Daisy's very excited about that for her new bedroom and painting her bedroom. And I am too, actually. I'm really looking forward to just like simplifying a lot of things in life. And also building this new life with my beautiful partner and, you know, enjoying time together. And, you know, watching, like learning, like this morning I was thinking it's going to be so nice to listen to the birds in the morning and getting to know all the new sounds of that new space, you know, which birds are chirping in the morning and which windows does the sun come through and where's the sunniest spot in the house and what do the flowers look like in each season and things like that. I'd really love, I'm looking forward to discovering as time goes on. So I've finished up workshops for the year. I'm about to move house. I've got this podcast up and running again, which is very exciting. And my vision for the rest of the year for Oakenhaven is to have incredible brands and stock in the store that really serve you for what you're needing. We're about to go into Father's Day, which is very exciting. And then, you know, moving into spring and summer and Christmas. And I know that might sound a bit crazy because we're in August, but I think really having like that longer vision in mind. Nikisha and I went to the trade show at the beginning of August and we've ordered a lot of incredible things. So some collab picnic rugs, and we've got sunnies coming from a great brand that I have their sunnies. We've just got some great stuff coming in and it's been so nice to see it moving and being unboxed. And it's just been such a joy, actually. It feels like that little lull of winter is starting to shift and move. So that feels very, exciting. I'm looking forward to personally to making, you know, platters and bowls and mugs and things for you to love and have in the store, because it has been months and months and months of not having those items for you. And I'm so looking forward to having those, you know, a bit of a collection of things. So there's not really any big announcements or anything like that coming up. I'm just really looking forward to feeling more expansive as we move into summer. I bloody love summer. I love swimming. I love being at the beach. I love how everybody feels in summer. I love how light and airy it is. I love celebrating all the great things that happen in spring and summer. There's often a lot of birthdays, weddings, celebrations. I love Christmas. I love celebrating Christmas. I love re-merchandising the shop space and getting that ready. It just feels like everyone kind of comes out of their cocoon. And I feel like the end of September will be that kind of release of energy, which will feel really nice. So moving into this, you know, phase will really require me to let go of certain things that are no longer required in my life. That might be books, photos, clothes, items, things that we just can't take with us into the next chapter. We're going from a 3-bedroom house, you know, Daisy and I, into a 2-bedroom cottage, and that will require refinement and letting go. And so if anyone lives in an apartment or in a small home, please give me some tips because I feel like I'm going to need them. It's not that I have heaps of stuff, but I do like little trinkets and nice things and pot plants and, you know, all of that. And I feel like I'm getting a bit nervous about where am I going to hang my artwork and where are things going to go? So that's my invitation to you, is if you have any wisdom, from moving house or any tips that you think would be helpful for me to know, please let me know. I would love for you to message me at Oakenhaven or the Art of Connection Pod on Instagram. Either are fine because they're both my pages. The main thing is that I just would love to connect with you. And I'm so looking forward to making a new range of ceramics to have in the store. I'm looking forward to getting my hands dirty again. I'm looking forward to not being on my bloody computer so much. I don't know what it was about the last few months, but so much of it was admin. And I can't even tell you what it was. It's just email avalanche after email avalanche. If you're a business owner, I think that's really familiar and not, you know, would make sense for you. Probably nodding in agreement. You're like, I don't even know what emails I'm sending, but there's 4 million of them every day. So yes, it's a lot. But I'm really looking forward to connecting with you over spring and summer and looking into, you know, the void that's coming, letting go of a lot of things and allowing what's important to stay. So if you've listened this far, thank you so much for being here with me today as I've cried on more than one occasion about, you know, my birthday and celebrations, what I've learned so far, and also honoring the house that I'm in now and respectfully, you know, moving on and onto a new chapter of life. I know that when I'm probably 80 or 90 or however old I'm, you know, lucky enough to get, I'll look back on this time where we lived in this home together and life became so simple and easy and effortless and fun and carefree. And I mean, obviously there were lots of stressful times and, you know, figuring it out and all that kind of thing. But I'm so grateful and I'll always remember this chapter, this golden chapter of my life where I chose this for myself and I said, you know what, I want to honor what's true for me, and what's true for me is not being in a marriage that is not honoring either of us. And I really am so proud of all the time and devotion I've put into making this house a home for both of us, for both Daisy and I. I'm actually quite a private person and I don't often have friends around at my place. One, because it's quite small, but secondly, I really just value my own space and tend to keep it energetically pretty intimate. So it's going to be interesting seeing how it shifts and moves, you know, over the next few weeks as we start to pack boxes and go through, you know, what's here and what's no longer needed. And I wanted to just make a note of that. I think a house move is something that is really quite big. And a lot of people, I think we're so caught up in the busyness of life that we kind of just tick the boxes and pack the things and move to the next space and kind of let this go. But I really am so grateful to this house, and I've spent a lot of time letting it know that however it came to be, the house that I got to live in, I'm so grateful. And we'll see how we go as the weeks go on. I'll look after myself. And having said that, I think I will need to head to bed very soon so that I can have a good night's sleep before tomorrow. So that's a little life update from me. Birthday, house, the collection of, you know, the new ceramics, the end of the workshops for the year, and looking into summer and spring this year and all that it has to offer, all the brightness and golden moments and long sunny days that are coming our way. I'm so, so excited about that. It's going to be wonderful. Thank you for listening. I hope if you're in a big transitional stage of your life at the moment, if it's moving house, getting out of a relationship, saying no more to a friendship that isn't serving either of you, perhaps like a big chapter, a big blip on your radar at the moment, I'm sending you a lot of love as you transition, you know, through this time and guide yourself through the messiness of it all, the challenge of it all, and to remind you to look for the little joys in it too, because I think each stage gives some medicine, you know, for what we need in that point of our life. And that's what I'm garnering at the moment from where I am. Okay, I'll speak to you soon. I hope you have a beautiful rest of the day, and thank you for being with me here today. I'll catch you in the next one. Thank you for being here, for taking a moment to connect with me. I hope today's conversation has brought a sense of peace or insight, reminding you of the quiet connections that weave through your life. If this episode
hit any point at all with you, I would love for you to firstly just share it with a friend or somebody that you think would really value the topic that was discussed today. And if it aligns with your values, for you to share it on your socials as well. That would be super helpful for me. You can join me again next week as we continue to explore the art of connection. Until then, may you walk gently through your days, staying open and grounded and always connected to that golden magnetic pull of life. I'll see you soon.